Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Ellie with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a 39-year-old prisoner has died in an altercation with another mental health patient 2 days ago at Princess Alexandra Hospital's psychiatric ward. A report is currently being prepared for the coroner, and police have confirmed officers from the Corrective Services Investigation Unit are treating the incident as death in custody. A Metro South Health spokesperson has commented that it would be inappropriate to provide specific details about the incident at this time, but extends their deepest sympathies to the patient's family, friends, and loved ones.
Farmers and landholders in the Mariba district of inland Cairns are fearful of swimming in rivers and dams due to concerns of saltwater crocodiles, despite the area being deemed clear. Declared as Zone F, the Barron River was claimed to be an atypical habitat zone. In Zone F, any crocodile confirmed to be present is targeted for removal from the wild. Locals report that a 3-metre crocodile reported to the area has been present for 6 months. Landowners in the area have started a petition calling for increased reactions to safety concerns, which has now attracted 500 signatures in 3 days.
In national news, Erin Patterson's trial over the death of 3 relatives has continued, with expected evidence continuing in third-day trial proceedings today. Miss Patterson told the court she regretted sending a message to her friends about her in-laws during a dispute with her husband over financial incidents. She has pleaded not guilty to the murder of her parents-in-law Don and Gail Patterson and Gail's sister Heather Wilkinson, as well as the attempted murder of one of the surviving guests of the lunch, Heather's husband Ian Wilkinson.
Sydney's sulphur-crested cockatoos have been spotted using water fountains, with a study revealing the traits have become a local tradition for a group of up to 200 birds. The cockatoos have been observed opening the twist-handled bubblers, with behavioural and cognitive ecologists calling the behaviour pretty impressive. This comes following reports that the birds, which roost around Western Sydney parklands, have been spotted opening bins and unzipping school bags. Researchers want to study why the cockatoos use drinking fountains as the preferred place to drink, as we continue to learn more about these fascinating birds. In international news, more than 27 Palestinians have been killed and dozens more wounded following Israeli gunfire near an aid site in Gaza. Local health authorities reported that this is the third day in a row the aid site has been targeted. The Israeli military has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying its forces opened fire on a group of people who they claimed posed a threat to them after leaving the designated routes near this site in Rafah on Tuesday. These deaths come hours after Israel said 3 of its soldiers had died fighting in northern Gaza Strip, as Israeli forces push forward with the month-long offensive attack. A spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross has reported its field hospital in Rafah received 184 casualties, 19 patients who were declared dead upon arrival, and 8 who died shortly after arriving.
For your final weather today, Brisbane is still partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.